This is the 13th dialogue between J. Krishnamurti and David Bohm at Brockwood Park, 1980.
May we continue with where we left off the other day. What makes the mind? It's always following a certain pattern. Always seeking. If it let go one pattern, picks up another pattern, and so on, keeps on functioning all the time within that. Why? One can give explanations. One can see why it does, for protection, for safety, for slackness, indifference, and a certain amount of callousness, total disregard to one's own flowering, and so on. But I think it is very important to find out why our minds are always operating in a certain direction. Because we came to the point when we said that one comes, after one has been through all kinds of travail, investigation, and inside, one comes to a blank wall. And that blank wall can only be, wither away or broken down when there is love and intelligence. That's what we came to the other day. But before we go into that, I would like to ask, why do human beings, however intelligent, however learned, however philosophical and religious, they will always fall into this groove?
Yes, well, I think the groove is inherent in the nature of the accumulated knowledge.
Are you saying then that knowledge invariably must create a groove?
Well, not perhaps not must, but it has, in the way it has developed in mankind. Knowledge about the psychological knowledge, that is to say.
We are talking about that, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. That psychological knowledge, then I would agree, must create a groove.
But why does the mind not be aware of it, see the danger of it, see its mechanical repetition, and therefore there is nothing new in that, and yet keeps on doing it?
Yes, well, that. See, I think when we were discussing this accumulation of knowledge, which really constitutes a groove, because...
Yes, constitutes the groove, but why?
I think that it's the same question. If you merely think of the accumulation of knowledge making a groove, then you don't see why a person should stay in it, you see.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Now, it seems to me that the groove, or the knowledge accumulated, has a significance far beyond, seems to have a significance far beyond what its real significance is, that that it carries a necessity. See, if we say we have knowledge of some object, like the microphone, it has some limited significance. Now, knowledge about your nation, the nation to which you belong, seems to have immense significance.
Yes, yes. So, is this significance the cause of this narrowing down of the mind?
Well, it holds the mind. You see, that this knowledge has a tremendous value beyond all other values. It makes the mind stick to that because it seems the most important thing in the world.
You know, certain philosophies, certain concepts and so on in India, there is this philosophy that knowledge must end. You know, of course, Vedanta. But apparently, very, 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 very